An American in Paris is actually my senior capstone for the theater department at Northern. So I co-choreographed it with Jill Grunstrom, who's a professor in the dance department. And I'm actually dancing as well, the lead female role, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so it's sort of based on the movie An American in Paris with Gene Kelly from 1951, but more based on the 20-minute ballet at the end of the movie.
Okay.
To the full Gershwin piece.
I find it interesting when you look at a piece like this, then that has kind of a connection with a probably a well-known movie or another production. That what are the challenges of remaining somewhat faithful to that, but also putting your own stamp on it, especially as a choreographer?
Well, you want to make sure you don't plagiarize their choreography, so you don't want to use everything that they use, but it's sometimes nice to use a few little things and mm-hmm. make some nods to the movie, mm-hmm. but then you also have to go about creating your own story with it. So our story is a little similar, but with our own sort of spin on it.
So tell us, Jacob, about your involvement with it, lead male dancer, cast member, and tell us a little bit about some of your experiences with this production so far.
It's been quite of an experience. Jill and Alicia have different styles of choreography, so just like adapting both of them and like putting them together is really quite interesting and fun. Mm-hmm. To put it all together, and the journey from start to finish is just so amazing. Like, I get lost in it, so sometimes I'm like, I don't even know where we are. But like, when it comes to the end, like, it comes full circle.
Sounds like it's actually a great production in terms of stuff for people to come out and check it out. Tell us a little about that.
Oh, yep. It's like about 20 minutes. So like you'll sit there and feel like you're there watching a whole ballet piece by the end of it, just because it's the full story. Mm-hmm. So people should enjoy it.
Now, Alicia, you said it's your capstone senior production. Why this one? What was it about it that worked for you?
Well, actually, last year, when I proposed my capstone, Jill and I had been talking about it, and we thought it would be really fun to bring this sort of thing to the university, because it's not really anything anybody's done before. Mm-hmm. And dance has always really been my main focus, performance-wise. So I thought it'd be really interesting to get to use that in the theater program.
That's one thing when you guys set up this interview with us, and we're talking with Jacob being a lead male dancer and you're co-choreographer, a lot of times I think of productions coming out of Forrest Roberts Theater and the theater department, musicals and whatnot, but we don't hear about the dancing element of it. And this sounds like a new kind of maybe a different direction for the theater department, especially with Jill being involved.
Yeah. Well, Northern has created the dance minor now, which both of us are a part of. Mm-hmm. And so it's been really great to be able to involve more dance in some of the musicals. Even our musical last year, Legally Blonde, we had a lot more dancing than we've done mm-hmm. in the past. So it's been really nice to sort of get more movement towards dance, and the dancers are becoming definitely more ingrained in the theater department.
Walt Lindelay in the studio with Alicia Heckathorn, the co-choreographer, and Jacob DeLong, a cast member and lead male dancer. It's a different kind of production a little bit, but Alicia, again, for those that may be just joining us right now, what are the details of the show and when is it running and what can folks expect when they come out?
An American in Paris opens Friday, and we have shows at 7:30 Friday and Saturday at the Forrest Roberts Theater. So they'll get to see a lot of dancing, a little bit of ballet, or mostly ballet, a little mm-hmm. bit of jazz, and a fun story.
And actually, it's a little bit of a change is in terms of a shift. Like, we're talking off microphone a little bit about the dance elements are starting to come into Northern's productions a little bit more as part of the learning experience for students. What's that been like, getting that going?
It's been really interesting, actually. When I first came to Northern, there wasn't a ton of dance in most of the productions. And then in the last couple of years or so, we've really started adding that in. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to dance in any of the shows, believe it or not. It's been nice to kind of get to really showcase my strength with this project.
One of the ones that is getting to dance is Jacob. And as the lead male dancer in this production, as you diplomatically said earlier, emerging styles of the co-choreographers, but what has this been like for you with the interest in dance to have this coming up more to the fore at productions at Northern?
It was good, actually. I started off with my first big musical, like, and then it was Hairspray down in my hometown, and that's where I discovered my dancing abilities. So like, when I came up here, like we were starting to move into that. So it was like really great to like finally get that full circle.
Timing was good for you to come up here to NMU with that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great night. Folks can expect some good dancing, some music, and a classic story then.
Yeah.
And the run again is when, and folks can get just a box office for tickets, or how does that work?
Tickets are at any NMU Easy Ticket outlet, the box office, the bookstore, the Superior Dome online. Tickets are $5 for everybody. Mm-hmm. And then we're at the Forrest Roberts Theater Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 p.m.